Deep in the heart of the West Bank is the Israeli settlement of Bitar Alit. Settlement construction and expansion continues here despite the Israeli government's announcement of a 9-month moratorium on settlement construction in the Palestinian territory. At the time, the American Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called the announcement an unprecedented step, but Palestinians warned that it was all a ploy. And the Israeli NGO Peace Now has confirmed those fears. In a report, they say at least 33 Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank are ignoring the freeze. And the Israeli Ministry of Defense publicly admits violations are happening in 28 settlements. Palestinians say this report exposes the true policies of Israel's right-wing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
He talks peace in front of on the TV, but his bulldozers and his settlers are creating facts on the ground. We believe in facts on the ground. We don't believe in good talk and oration.
And these facts are hard to miss. These caravans on a hilltop just south of Ramallah represent the latest settler outpost. Further to the south, the Israeli settlement of Nikodim, built on Palestinian land in Bethlehem. It's home to the current Israeli Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman. Ongoing construction there, a blatant violation of the moratorium. But Israel's land grab policy is not limited to the West Bank. Behind me is Jabal Abu Ghneim, on which the Israeli settlement Har Huma is built. Now, Israel says it's within the boundaries of Jerusalem, and it refuses to recognize international law, which also says that this is occupied Palestinian land. Now, international organizations say settlement expansion in occupied East Jerusalem is happening at an unprecedented rate. But regardless of Israeli classifications, observers say any settlement construction dilutes and renders meaningless talk of peace and eventual Palestinian statehood. Nour Oudi, Al Jazeera, Beit Sahour.